Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no. Gotta go to Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM. Joe and Evan on The Fan. Joe and Evan on WFAN.
All right, 204 on The Fan, and a very good Monday morning to you. But Ingo Roberts in the afternoon, but filling in today for my partner who's on vacation and in Florida. I wish I was there. Well, I'll be there next week. Is the great John Jastrzemski. Are you kidding me? I don't know what to do with myself. 877-337-6666 is the phone number. We hit at 6 o'clock. Big Mike Francesa comes your way. Dolph Kramer, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. We're live from the Town Fair Tire Studio. Nobody in the world, nobody, and nobody again. And nobody on top of it beats Town Fair Tire. I mean, this is unbelievable. This is like monumental. I am working with the future face of the station here.
That's a bunch of nonsense.
There will be a day when the face of this radio station will be my partner, the great Evan Roberts, and John Jastrzemski. You will probably be the guy that takes over for me when I leave, which will be sooner than later.
Look at you making predictions sooner than later.
And it'll probably be you. It'll be you and Evan, and it should be a great show. And how are you, bro?
Well, listen, first things first.
You look great. You played golf yesterday.
Too cold here for me. No.
But I played 72 holes in Florida last week.
When I played
and
Columbia, which we will
week.
Get to.
Columbia. You sure there's something not going on with the cartel down there?
I can guarantee there's not going on with the cartel.
There isn't enough money for me to go to Columbia.
We had a wonderful time, but listen, let's get the pleasantries out of the way before we get to Cespedes. I've been looking forward to this for like weeks because you've come in when I've done the overnights.
Right.
You know, I did a segment with you a couple of weeks ago and you did the show solo. Right. But in all my years of working at the radio station, this is the first time we've ever worked together.
That is correct.
So I'm fired up about it, bro. Let's have some fun.
You should be. I'm fired up too. You're one of the greats of all time. Root for all the teams I root for.
I can't wait till I'm wearing a Marino shirt. I have it saved. Don't worry. Break it out on Tuesday or Wednesday for you, Joe.
You're going to spend 3 hours on the Astros cheating scandal?
Oh, listen.
Oh, my God.
The one thing that I don't think we can do now for four hours over the next five days is breaking down the Astros cheating scandal. But here's what you are going to like.
What's this?
Your boy, Yoenis Cespedes, gives us some material to start the show. And I know that
41-20.
You're crazy.
I'm telling you.
You're crazy. And listen,
why am I crazy?
Because this is a guy who hasn't played baseball in a year and a half.
The guy's playing for the money. That's all that matters to him. He's playing for the money. Plus, when they redid his contract, all the incentives now that he's playing for, I'm telling you, big year.
See, if you could tell me that Yoenis Cespedes could DH, and you could tell me that Yoenis Cespedes was going to be able to be in that spot two or three days at a time, maybe I could get sucked in with the quid.
Right.
But, Joe, I got a major problem here with the idea of Yoenis not talking to the media. I know other guys have done it. Marshawn Lynch has done it. But when you have not played baseball for a year and a half, regardless of the language barrier, if I'm a Met fan, I'm ticked off. Yoenis is back first time in spring training, and I'm not talking to the media?
Come on. Go play. I don't care if he never talks to the media. Go play. As long as he plays, go out there, give my team a big year. I don't care if you don't talk to anybody. I don't care. You don't talk to the wild boars. You don't talk to the camels. I don't care who you don't talk to. Go out there and give my team a big freaking year. That's all that matters to me about Yoenis Cespedes. He's not going to be on a team next season. We know that. This is it. This is last year here, no matter what. And go out and take my team to a World Series again.
See.
Go ahead.
This is not the guy, though, from 15 and 16. That's the problem. He's not.
Well, how do you know?
Because you're talking about the heel situation, the leg situation. But I do, Joe.
But this guy's
anything you get out of this guy. See, let me ask you this question.
This guy's a different kind of dude.
Are you looking at Cespedes, right?
He's a different kind of dude.
As a guy that is a must for the Mets in 2020? Because I'm not.
No, I look at him as a must.
To me, he's a luxury. Anything you get out of him is crazy.
No. He's a what should we say? A kind of a we don't know.
He's a luxury item.
If you want to call him a luxury item, he's a question mark for sure. Am I completely? Would I say it is no doubt he's going to be there? I mean, look, I've been saying that, but if he's not there, I don't know how much that really affects the team. I mean, they were an 86 team last year without him. They still got a lot of good, got a lot of good position players on this team. There's no doubt that they do. So, but if he's there, that could put them over the top.
Well, listen, he could be a difference maker if he's in a lineup every day.
This guy,
if you told me Joey's 15-16 Cespedes, and a lot of people forget this. And listen, he does himself no favors. The incident
when he
with
wants
the ball,
to play and he's healthy, he's tremendous.
But you know this, 15, they don't win the division without
him. Of course
not. And in 16, they were under 500.
Yes,
he comes riding it on the white horse. Everybody was on the injured list that year, and Cespedes was off the charts.
Of course, and their record with him in a lineup is ridiculous. What's their record? What's the Met record? I know it's way over 500.
That'd be whoa, 500.
With him in a lineup.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know off the top of my head, but I would say 600 baseball team, give it
that. Maybe that good. It may be that good. I don't know off the top of my head.
Now, we have not had a conversation about the Mets because I haven't seen you in a few weeks.
I'm betting the over.
So it's a playoffs or bust type of year for you. I agree with that.
Yeah, they got to make the playoffs. I mean, they won 86 last year. They got off to a bad start. There's no excuse. They got a very good lineup. Look, I don't expect Alonso to hit 53 home runs again.
He's not going
to
do it.
But, I mean, if he gives me 40 and 100, I'm
good. He's more than capable of doing that.
Yeah, of course. So, I mean, with Alonso, with McNeil, with Conforto, with Rosario, with Ramos behind the plate, I expect Robbie Cano to be better than he was last year.
Can't be any worse.
Got to be better unless he gets hurt, which you never know. I think this team has a chance to be a real good team.
Joe, here are guys to watch.
And the big key is going to be the bullpen.
You nailed it.
What is the bullpen?
But here's another guy to watch,
Joe. One guy I really like, and I love the Betances signing. That was a huge signing. Huge signing for the Mets. And he's another guy with a chip on his shoulder.
Diaz, whether or not he can handle a ninth inning, who the hell knows?
Right.
Because
but
the
you
stuff
got a couple
is
guys
there
that could close.
Well, and that's my thing. If you could tell me right now, you get a good year out of Diaz or Familia,
one or the other,
I'd sign for it because you have Lugo, who I love. He's a jack of
Justin
all trades,
Wilson,
can do it all. Wilson's pitched
Betances
on winning teams. And Betances, listen, if he is
right,
we're talking about a guy, there's no questions about him handling New York City, and we're also talking about a guy who's one of the best relievers in all baseball.
Very good. He's very good.
But the other guy that you
got
to mention.
He's got something to prove now, and I always like guys that got something to prove.
No, that's good. I'll give you guys got something to prove.
Who's that?
And he's in the starting rotation, and I think he has to have a big year. Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, Noah's taking pictures with the shirt off.
Nah.
He's doing this. He's doing that.
The whole team came out with the shirt off the other day.
That was fantastic.
I almost took
pictures.
My shirt off, then I thought better
of it. Well, listen, we are not going to be coming in the studio and taking our shirts
cold
off.
Well,
we'll
maybe
pass
you could. Anyway.
But Syndergaard's got to have a big year because last year he was not, let's be honest.
He wasn't
great. He was not the 1A to DeGrom in that rotation.
No, Wheeler was better last year.
Wheeler was better.
No doubt.
And in all of the big starts Noah Syndergaard had last year against the Phillies,
wasn't
against
good.
The Cubs,
he wasn't good.
Against the Dodgers,
I'm with you.
He was awful.
He wasn't good.
And he wants to get that big money. Remember, he's a free agent a couple years down the line.
Yep.
And I've read in the papers the last few days, the comparisons have been made to Gerrit Cole and the comparisons been made to Steven Strasburg.
Yeah.
The stuff is there, and we've seen Syndergaard in 15 and 16 pitch like one of the best pitchers in the National League. Joe, I think if they're going to be a playoff team and they're going to be a team that wins the National League East, Noah Syndergaard has got to be right there with DeGrom.
No, I'm with you. I agree with that. I agree. And we got to see what we get from the other guys, too. We got to see what we wind up getting from Porcello. We got to see what we wind up getting from Mats. What's he going to be? We'll see what Stroman is this year.
He's another guy. I mean, he runs his mouth. Did you hear his press the other day?
He was okay. Yeah, he's very confident.
Thinks he's, hot, you know what?
Well, good. Let's see it.
I agree.
Because he was last year.
Well, beyond that.
Yeah,
he's a guy who runs his mouth about everything.
Well, go get it done.
That's what it comes down to.
And
you want to be a guy that gets paid.
And Porcello, I expect, is probably going to be better than we think.
I like Rick Porcello.
Yeah, I think it was a good signing. Well, and even Waka, I liked it both signing.
I think Porcello has a better chance to give you a year than Waka.
Yes.
Because he's durable. He goes out and he pitches.
He does pitch. He gives you the innings.
Waka, I mean, 2013, he was the NLCS MVP. We haven't seen that guy in a long, long time.
No, that's a long time ago.
But this division is going to be tough, though, Joe. You think about it. Braves won a division back-to-back years.
I don't expect the Nationals to win again, so I'm not.
No, I actually would look at them as a team that's an under candidate because is everything going to go right like it did for you last year?
And Rendon's gone.
Guy's a stud. Right. And if you're a Mets fan, you're thrilled about the fact that Rendon is gone.
Right, and the Braves lost Donaldson, so we'll see how that hurts.
But the Braves also pick up Osuna. They also go and they pick up Cole Hamels. And the thing with the Braves the last 2 years, they're young.
And they give
the
Mets trouble.
Oh, they kill the Mets.
You know, the Mets last year had a winning record against Washington. They played pretty decent against Philadelphia. The team that beat them up is the Braves.
When you think about that Braves series in August, too.
Oh, terrible.
The Mets had momentum going. They had that big series over the Indians. They're ripping the shirts off. And then the Braves, I remember I was out in Los Angeles watching those games in the afternoon. The Braves won a couple of gut-wrenching games that they took from
just
the Mets.
Just like the old days.
Literally.
Just like the Chipper Jones,
Tom Glavine, and
John Rocca
Maddox,
days.
And Rocca and Jones when you need them.
Right. Right.
But the Braves, to me, should be the favorites going in to win this division.
They probably are.
They
deserve it. But the Phillies still are dangerous. You know, they got Gregorius now. They upgraded with Girardi. I mean, that's the guy the Mets should have hired, but we know that's another story. They wouldn't have had the Beltran.
If the Mets, Joe, had Joe Girardi, I wouldn't hesitate. I'd have this team in the playoffs. No. Right now, I'm still not sold. I haven't done my playoff predictions and whatnot.
There's a ways to go yet.
Yeah, we got a couple weeks. You don't want to see an injury.
Let him play a spring training game.
I don't get it.
You didn't even do your fantasy draft yet,
I got that Selection Sunday.
Is that what it is? Selection Sunday
for me.
Boy, what a day
for you. Well, I'm not Evans League. Evans League is beyond me. It's too much going on. It's a little too geeked out.
Even for you?
Even for me.
Even for you?
We kicked him out, Joe.
Oh, you kicked him out?
It's a mutual.
How did you kick JJ out?
It was a mutual parting of the ways, as they say. Yes. Because the stats and the attention to detail. Remember, you're doing the
overnights. Is that Griffey Jr.? What is it?
This is a Griffey Jr. sweatshirt.
You know, I knew that.
How's that?
The only one way I knew that. The hat's backwards.
Well played.
That's the only way that I would know that's Griffey Jr. Because it almost looks like a right-hand hitter. Then when you kind of, I guess it could be either way.
No, it's the Jumpman Nike sweatshirt.
And it's Griffey, right?
And it's Griffey.
There you go.
It's amazing. 96, I never in a million years would have used this.
4th of July Yankee hat?
No, it's the spring training Yankee hat.
Spring training Yankee hat?
Yes, just got it.
Very nice.
Fresh off the presses.
You're all over it, man. You are like...
I try. I mean, I got to look good for you, bro.
You're looking better.
Oh, I'm always looking good.
I know.
Come on now.
Anybody who went to Columbia, it gets my respect.
Oh, we had a great time.
Because the only Columbia I'm going to is the Columbia University, and I doubt they'd let me on
campus. What about South Carolina?
I don't think they love me there. Anyway, Columbia, South Carolina, I would go. Yeah, I'm in. Let's go. Let's go see the Gamecocks.
Nice. I'm in. Play around the golf?
Oh, of course.
We don't have to worry about that.
No, I'm in.
So you are picking the Mets right now to go over without a doubt.
Over 86. Yeah. But my big pick is this. Here's my big pick.
Let's hear this.
I love them over 94, the Astros. Love them.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
I love them. I mean,
because they still can play. We all know they cheated.
And the wagons have been circled, and they got this us against the world mentality. Let's go.
Astros isn't over.
Right.
And I think a lot of short people are going to be on that, too.
Yeah.
I don't know how sharp I am, but,
you know.
Nah, you're pretty sharp.
Yeah. Well, that remains to be seen, and that's debatable. But anyway, I feel good about the Mets. I do.
Feel better than I do.
Well, you're a Yankee fan. You should feel like, forget it. I mean, you guys are, what's the over-under, 120?
Yeah, I mean, but the idea of taking 101 wins with the Yankees, bro, is tough.
Well, they got it. Look, the Yankees got to win the World Series. I mean, what else is left
Minimum,
now?
Joe.
Get there.
Minimum. Have to get there.
Yes.
Have to get there with the Astros and the Red Sox each of the last 3 years.
I mean, the American League, outside of Houston, who else is there in the league that scares you? Is there anybody?
Not
Tampa?
The Twins. I'll tell you a team that's on the rise.
The Twins, come on.
The White Sox. But they don't scare
me.
They don't scare me, but I'm telling you, they're a team on the rise.
The only team is
postseason.
Houston, as far as I'm concerned. Tampa does play the Yankees
plays them tough.
But I can't buy
the
Yankees. Minnesota's a joke. Minnesota's fodder to the Yankees every year. So, I mean, no matter, they can win 150 games, it won't matter.
But the bottom line is this, Joe. If they lose in the postseason, after spending $300+ million on Gerrit Cole.
No, they got to get there.
See, it's one thing if you lost in the World Series to the Dodgers.
They got
to
get
there. You know what? The Dodgers been knocking on the door since 2013. If you're not playing in the World Series, how are you going to view this season as success?
Yankees, there is no gray area for the Yankees. Not now. Especially after the Cole signing. They have to get to the World Series.
Yeah, and that's the mindset I think a lot of people are
going to
be in.
And they're a favorite to at least win the pennant. There's no doubt about that.
And how can you not be fired up? If you sit through the football season, and I sat through. You sit through the basketball season.
I didn't exactly sit through a great football season.
Well, I mean, that makes two of us.
But what's new?
But that's par for the course.
They gave me 6-2 down the stretch if you want to put any stock in that.
I got to win over the Patriots in week 17.
You did. Oh, that was the best. That was the biggest win of the year.
It was enjoyable.
The win over the Patriots by the Dolphins was the game that was the biggest game of the year in a regular season because it really. If the Kansas City Chiefs, let's put it this way. If they don't win that game, the Dolphins, I doubt the Kansas City Chiefs are the Super Bowl champion.
Well, there's no given they go into Gillette and win. Right. Who knows what happens with the Baltimore Ravens. Them getting that bye was gigantic. Gigantic.
Yes. Oh, of course.
And it was Ryan Fitzpatrick and Brian Flores and Mike Gesicki and Joe for a guy who was like conflicted on whether or not I wanted him to win. I was fired up.
Of course you wanted that game. You wanted to stick it to them.
No doubt.
And that was a game they wanted. I mean, that's the thing. That's a game the Patriots, first of all, that's a game the Patriots always win. Let's be honest. Always. And to go in there and stick it to them like that, you cost them, you probably cost them another trip to the Super Bowl.
And Joe, consider this. In the Brady-Belichick era, with those two there, and I'm talking about Tom Brady, with a torn ACL, not after the first series of the game, that is the first time the Dolphins went to Gillette Stadium and beat them with those two guys playing for four quarters.
The year with the Wildcat, that was 08, right? That was Matt Castle. With Matt Castle.
And then they beat him in 05 when Saban was the coach, but that was when Brady played a series. It was like a meaningless Week 17 game for them, and then they played Matt Castle the last game. That was the dropkick game.
And you beat him in Miami a few times.
Oh, they beat him in Miami.
And obviously the crazy end-of-the-game stuff last year with my coach.
That's your coach's claim to fame.
With the great Adam Gase.
Yeah, his last win is a Miami Dolphins.
Right. Yep.
Hopefully many losses to come against the Dolphins in South Florida.
And then when my team beat you this year, the officials hosed you that.
I mean, they should have won both of the games.
You should. I mean, what was that? How about that with the selectivity of when we're going to call pass interference and review it?
Oh, of course. I gotta
Why
be honest,
didn't they look
Joe?
At the win on George Kittle in the Super Bowl?
Super Bowl.
Why was that even look? They didn't even look at it.
Or Kyle Rudolph going back to Wild Card Weekend.
That's right.
What's the difference?
Against the New Orleans,
What's the difference?
You're right. 100% right.
So it's going to be fun, bro. I'm looking forward to the week. We got a lot to do, huh?
Oh, my God.
A lot to do. And you're all in on your Juwenis with 40 home runs.
I'm all in on your
I don't know what you're smoking on that. I love you.
Bro.
I'm glad you gave me the pleasantries early in the week, not at the end of the week.
Because this is typical Juwenis. This is what he is. The money's sitting there for him. He's going to go out and play for the money.
Yeah, I just can't buy the idea he's playing every day.
All right, we'll see.
You got more confidence than I do.
140.
We got a 40 wager on that. Friendly
wager
on that. We'll
talk about it.
We'll talk. We got all week,
we got
right?
time.
Yeah, we talk.
We got time.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.